RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headlines, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla calls for crackdowns on counterfeit money circulation. Trade Minister releases wheat importers list. Now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has called for crackdowns on officials of the Minister of Defense who allegedly circulated counterfeit money. He views that the circulating counterfeit money is illegal and to prevent the circulation of counterfeit money. He asks for better quality of money issued by Bank Indonesia so that the money is not easily fake. He added that an additional measure is needed to educate people to be more cautious and can recognize the signs of counterfeit money. Previously, a defense minister official who allegedly circulated counterfeit has the rank of colonel. Internal audits have also been carried out to see whether there are any crime networks within the ministry. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that he respects the decision of the Indonesian Physician Association, IDI, that its members would refuse to be the executor of the castration against pedophilia. The government has issued a prisoner regulation of law or PERPU allowing the Indonesian court to give additional punishment of castration against sexual abuser on children. Previously, IDI General Chairman Ilham Utama Marsis expressed IDI's rejection of the castration punishment, saying it would refuse to be the executor of the punishment. IDI views that the castration by physician is against their oath and ethical code. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that physicians should not be worried too much about the castration, as it is only a punishment a judge of court could mete out to protect children from sexual abuses. Trade Minister Thomas Trikasi Lembon has granted wheat import permits for four companies, namely PT Berdikari Indonesia, PT Dharma Jaya State-owned Logistic Agency Bulog, and PT Perusahaan Perdagangan Indonesia PPI. He stated that according to the plan, 5,000 tons of carcass and secondary cut will be imported. On June 2016, 112 tons of wheat had been imported. The government granted importation of 500 tons of secondary cut to PT Dharma Jaya. In addition, Bulog has been granted with a permit to import 10,000 tons of manufacturing meat, tons, tails, livers, and hearts. The coordination meeting between the Trade Minister Thomas Lembon and Coordinating Economic Minister Darmina Sution resulted in a task for Minister Thomas to monitor the development in the market and to continue supplying market with beef. Head of the Transportation, Communication and Information Office of Mimika, John Ratop, said that in 2017, his ministry will build 37 airports throughout Indonesia. He stated that of the 37 airports, Moses Kilangin is the top priority to be resolved. He added that if there are no obstacles, the central government will provide substantial funds to build and complete the terminal at the Timika Airport. They propose around 198 billion rupiah, Mimika District will also build connectivity for passengers to travel between the public terminal and PIV terminal. In the future, the management of Moses Kilangin Airport will be handled directly by the Minister of Transportation through the Airport Operator Unit after the airport status has changed from a special airport owned by PT Freeport to a public airport. The Government of Indonesia, in collaboration with the Indonesian Science Institute LIPI, has planned to develop a maritime research center in Sabah, Aceh. Sabah Deputy Mayor Zulkifli Adam said in Sabah on Tuesday that the project development will be financed with the state budget in 2017. He remarked that the project was initiated by the central government in a bid to accelerate the country's development that was started from the maritime axis. He added that LIPI's assistance in Wei Island would be a new chapter for Aceh's in development as well as Indonesia, since Sabah is located in between the Malacca Strait and the Indian Ocean, directly bordering with India, Malaysia and Thailand. WWF Indonesia has launched survey expedition to find out the condition of social, economic aspect, land and water environment in Cendrawasih Bay, Papua by motorboat Gurano Bintan for 21 days from June 1, 2016. Communication Coordinator of WWF Indonesia Papua Program, Andiani Kumalasair, said that the expedition is carried out in Cendrawasih Bay mainly to find the data, to document and to identify environmental issues. It will also introduce education for sustainable development, which includes environmental education for children in villages covered by the expedition. The expedition that started in Waisior will cover 10 villages in a number of districts in Cendrawasih Bay in Nabire, Yapen Islands, Biak, Supori, and Waropen districts. The last item, the Culture and Education Minister has received an award from UNESCO for introducing a gender equality program as part of early childhood education, or locally called PAUD. A member of the jury for the UNESCO Prize for Girls and Women's Education, Aicha Bahtialo, said that few countries in the world introduce gender concept from early childhood. That's why Indonesian PAUD program really attracted the jury's attention. The minister's early childhood education director, Ella Yulayawati, said that the minister has since 2013 put in place a program aiming to promote gender equality via better access to education for girls and women. The program includes publishing a handbook on gender, allocating gender-based funds, and increasing knowledge about gender among PAUD's education workers. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review. Let's begin with Republika newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday writes, "Synergy work. The increase in prices of basic commodities before and during Ramadan become an annual crisis. People have to face rising prices ahead of Ramadan month, while sometimes they also have to face the increasing price due to bad harvest. Given the routine phenomenon, the regulator should have anticipated this long time ago. Why, for example, prices of onion, rice, and sugar are often surged ahead of Ramadan month? In fact, judging from the supply side, there is no problem. Supply of farmers is deemed sufficient, so there is no reason for the rise in prices. However, the facts that occur, this is not the case. Prices of some basic commodities were still skyrocketing. According to Republika, if there is no obstacles in the supply and distribution, the problem will be with the third party. Here, it is natural that suspicion led to the mafia or cartel practices. The big traders deliberately set the price in the hope of obtaining the maximum profit while the demand for basic materials increasing. Because of that, according to this daily, coordination among institutions is the key word. In each institution, could perform the role properly according to the decision that has been taken, the problems that arise can certainly be minimized. and can be found the solution. May the relevant ministries and agency to perform the duties and function of each other well. Now, move to Business Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Friday, it writes, it's not just for administrative budget. Finally, President Joko Widodo should stretch evolving information related to the state ESN civilian apparatus. The term replacement for civil servant, because of the rumors that the government would rationalize about 1 million civil servants in the next 3 years, the news stemmed from the statement of the Minister of Administrative Reform and Bureaucratic Reform, Yudi Krisnandi, who mentioned that the ideal ratio of the number of civil servants is 1.5% of the total population of Indonesia. For that, we need no rationalized system measure, said Minister Yudi when meeting with House of Representatives Commission 2 of the House of Representatives on Wednesday. The statement caused restless and anxiety to make the civil servant apparatus, although it is still a discourse, though it was not even discussed at the cabinet meeting, the government much or less haven't given the final decision. The Daily noted, the truth is not just a matter of civil servant. A first budget should be prepared by the government. So, according to the paper, we should also talk about the resulting output. Until now, there is still a stigma that the competence and productivity of civil servant is still below standard. The jargon mental revolution and reform echoed by President Joko Widodo in the days of his campaign is actually very relevant to the civil servant. In fact, it is common knowledge that, according to Business Indonesia, that it seems we need to remember again the written message of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla on the Memorial Day of Korpri, now turned into Corps of Civil Servant, last November. There is 5-year mandate delivered by President Joko Widodo as Supreme Leader of the Civil Servant Corps. Among others, the President asked civil servant ranks to accelerate the reform and the bureaucracy at all levels, building a new positive mentality, integrity work ethic, and spirit of the mutual cooperation. And the President wished all the bureaucratic apparatuses to become the driving force of national productivity and competitiveness of the nation. 5 presidential mandate must be guarded continuously for reforms and mental revolution is not just a one shot. Changing the culture and mentality which has been running for many years certainly is not easy. Last is from Media Indonesia newspaper, which in editorial on Monday writes Ramadan full diversity. How touching to read this newspaper headlines on Sunday, which reported how tolerance and diversity raging ahead of Ramadan. From different musicians to grassroots religious conflict once united in celebrating the diversity before and during Ramadan month. The phenomena is marked by the revival of awareness of natural law or the laws. It has become the laws that the nature of lives in the universe is diverse and different. Who else will refuse or deny the diversity of human nature? Whoever he is, it is not honest to oneself that life in the universe in reality is a vehicle to go to the end of our life. So no exaggeration when we say Ramadan is apt to restore honesty to ourselves that the world is full of color and simultaneously not on one color and blossoms monotone. Tolerance will grow and diversity also during Ramadan is clearly a spring in the desert of violence in the name of religion that is still spreading in this country sometimes. So we must take care of the diversity of soothing and reconcile them so that soon they may dry. The groups that try to injure and tear the peace among people must be wiped from this country. The state must be present to make sure that when the full diversity of Ramadan take place, there be no violence. Well, that was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over a rival service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start Pranipan on June 11, 1913, when Charles Fabry discovered the ozone layer. Maurice Paul Auguste Charles Fabry was a French physicist. He and Henri Buisson discovered the ozone layer in 1913. The ozone layer, or ozone seal, is a region of the Earth's stratosphere that absorbs most of the sun's ultraviolet radiation. It contains high concentration of ozone, O3, in relation to other parts of the atmosphere, although it is still small in relation to other gases in the stratosphere. The ozone layer contains less than 10 parts per million of ozone, while the average ozone concentration in Earth's atmosphere as a whole is about 0.3 parts per million. The ozone layer is mainly found in the lower portion of the stratosphere, from approximately 20 to 30 kilometers or around 12 to 19 miles above the Earth, although the thickness varies seasonally and geographically. The next event was in 1950, when the Republic of United States of Indonesia became the 16th member of International Labour Organization, ILO. The Republic of United States of Indonesia, or in Indonesia we call Republik Indonesia Serikat, RIS, abbreviated as RUSI, was a federal state to which the Netherlands formally transferred sovereignty of the Dutch East Indies on December 27, 1949, following the Dutch-Indonesian Roundtable Conference. This transfer ended the four-year conflict between Indonesian nationalists and the Netherlands that was fought over for control of Indonesia. It lasted less than a year before being replaced by Unitary Republic of Indonesia. And the last event was in 2004, when Pakubuwono XII passed away. Sri Suswanan Pakubuwono XII passed away on 11 of June 2004. The King of Kasunanan Surakarta Palace was crowned to be King of the 12th of July 1945, with the title Sampeyan Dalen Ingkang Sinuhun Pakubuwono Senopati Int Ngalago Abdurrahman Syaidinan Panatagama XII. He was the longest ruling of all monarchs in Japanese history. Islamic Mataram Kingdom was established in the 15th century after the fading away of the Islamic Kingdom of Pakubuwono XII was king in the Kingdom of Mataram Dynasty successor, which was split into two, namely the Kraton Surakarta and Yogyakarta Sultanate after the Yanti Treaty in 1755. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is PT Pindad launches four new weapons. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. State-owned arms manufacturer PT Pindad has launched four new guns: assault SS-3 subsonic 5.66 mm assault gun, SS-2 submachine gun, and pistol G2 premium, all products of its development efforts and innovation. The guns were launched at the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Thursday in the presence of Ministers of Defense Ria Mirza Triakudu and a number of defense attachés from friendly countries. Pindad's President Director Silmi Karim said that the four guns were the results of serious and unceasing efforts of Pindad. Inputs received from users were also incorporated in product development. It is hoped the new arms products would help users repose even more trust in the products. Silmi Karim assured that two Middle Eastern countries are interested in ordering Pindad's new weapon because of the maximum quality and accuracy. In addition, some other countries are interested in guns and combat vehicles, adding that with the launch of the four weapons, it is expected to build confidence to continue to use the domestic product. Meanwhile, the Minister of Defense in his speech expressed his appreciation to PT Pindad, which continues to innovate in producing quality products for the nation, which is a real form of support to the Indonesian military forces. According to Ministerya Mirza Triakudu, advanced defense industry is the need of every country. The presence of qualified defense industry will undoubtedly encourage a strong military. He affirmed it is important to maintain the defense of the nation by producing quality combat equipment. Therefore, the ability of the armed forces is greatly influenced by the industry. Ria Mirza Triakudu expressed the government support for PT Pindad in order to continue to innovate in order to reduce dependence on imported main tool weapon system. Moreover, according to him, some weapons of PT Pindad has been proven to deliver the Indonesian Army to win the shooting competition in the ASAM World Championships in Australia some time ago. In addition, other achievements were also achieved in the shooting competition of ASEAN Army Rifle Meet and the Brunei International Skill at Arms Meet shooting competition. He added, through the launch of the fourth rifles, PT Pindad proved to be able to withstand the pressure of foreign products. He also invited to build a strong defense industry. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has called for crackdowns on officials of the Minister of Defense who allegedly circulated counterfeit money. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that he respect decision of Indonesian Physician Association, IDI, that its members would refuse to be the executor of castration against pedophilia. Trade Minister Thomas Trikasi Lembon has granted bid import permits for four companies, namely PT Berdikari Indonesia, PT Dharma Jaya, State-owned Logistic Agency Bulog, and PT Perusahaan Perdagangan Indonesia, PPI. Head of Transportation, Communication and Information Office of Mimika, John Retop, said that in 2017, his ministry will build 37 airports throughout Indonesia. The government of Indonesia, in collaboration with the Indonesian Science of Institute LIPI, has planned to develop a maritime research center in Sabah, Aceh. WWF Indonesia has launched Sahrawi expedition to find out the condition of social and economic aspect, land and water environment in Cendrawasih Bay, Papua, by motorboat Kurano Bintan for 21 days from June 1, 2016. The Culture and Education Minister has received an award from UNESCO for introducing a gender equality program as part of early childhood education, or locally called CPAUD. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit East Nusa Tenggara to know more about Batu Cermin Cave. Stay tuned. Listener, Batu Cermin Cave is located at Wae Sambi Village, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. The cave has a distance around 4 kilometers from Labuan Bajo, the capital city of West Manggarai. The discoverer of the cave is Theodor Verhoeven, a Dutch priest who was also an archaeologist in 1951. The tourist object has 19 hectares wide and 75 meters high, and it is usually crowded at noon. When entering the cave, you will feel your body to be hit by towering cliff and poor sunlight. As you enter the cave, more deeply, you will feel much fresher air and less sunlight that you will get. Listener, Verhoeven concluded that in the past, Batu Cermin cave was under the sea. It was based on the finding of coral and fossils of marine animals which were struck on the cave's wall. The most seen is the fossil of turtle on the wall. If you are curious to see like Verhoeven said, you must enter the cavity which is only for one person. Before entering the cave, you will be given flashlight by the tourist guide because the cave is very dark and narrow. You must bow or crawl because of the stalactites of the caves. Listener, to see turtle's fossil, you must walk around 20 meters because the caves is narrow so that only 10 tourists can enter the caves. The cave is named Batu Cermin or means mirror because above the cave there is a hole so that sunlight can enter the cave through the narrow crack. When raining, the water will enter the caves and make a puddle. The puddle, which is reflected by sun, will make you be able to see your own face. That's why the cave is named Batu Cermin. Listener, to go to Batu Cermin cave is not difficult and only takes around 30 minutes. At front of Labuan Bajo Seaport, you can use public transportation. This transportation is only until at the front of the gateway of the location of the cave. So you must walk around 15 minutes to information post of the cave. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. Today, we'll bring you information about Pesta Kesenian Bali 2016 or the Bali Art Festival 2016, an annual event usually to be held around June or July in the Island of the God, Bali. Listener, Bali, the enchanting island of the god, will stage the Bali Art Festival 2016. It will be the 38th edition of the event to be expected to spoil the national and international tourists of the island. On the 38th edition, the festival will carry the theme Pasuk Wetuning Buana, which means maintaining the universal balance and synergy. The event will be staged in the Taman Budaya Bali or the Bali Cultural Park on 9 June until 11 July 2016 and will be officially opened by Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The main objective of the Bali Art Festival to be held annually is to preserve, to develop and to promote the Bali's arts and culture. Bali Art Festival began in 1979, initiated by the 6th Bali's governor, the late Ida Bagus Mantra. Initially, the Bali Art Festival was held for 2 months long, from June 20, 1977 until August 23, 1977. When visiting the preparation of the Bali Art Festival 2016 on Wednesday, Bali Governor
Mademangkupastika specially requests for this year's Bali Art Festival to be more varied and showcases more creativity than the previous year. He also asks for the craftsmen involved in the exhibition to set a standard in service and pricing. Besides the standardization, the committee will also change the meeting rooms to be mini cinemas playing documentary films about Bali history and other national documentaries. Listener, the head of the Preservation and Development of Arts of the Bali Provincial Cultural Office, Putu Sedana, said that the preparation of Bali Art Festival 2016 has started since September 2015. For the implementation of the 38th Bali Art Festival, every district and town are obligated to participate in all 21 items of material that are contested. But due to budget constraints, not all districts give their participation on the contest, such as Jembrana and Buleleng district. Bali Art Festival 2016 will also showcase performances from 9 cultural delegations from regions outside Bali and 9 cultural delegations from other countries. The Bali Art Festival 2016 will be enlivened with various types of exhibitions. They are the household crafts and small industrial exhibition attended by many participation. According to the head of Bali Tourism Office, AA Gede Agung Yuniarta, in his press conference on Tuesday, the visitors can also see modern Balinese theater, culinary festival, which present a lot of Bali typical food and snacks. The event will also showcase musical performance as well as contemporary dance. In addition, the Bali Art Festival 2016 will also be enlivened with various competitions such as writing competitions, handicrafts, paintings, and many others. A variety of parades such as culinary, fashion, ngelawang parade, drama tari, gong kebiar, joget bumbung, and many other will be also highlighted. Listener, if you are interested in culture and art, Bali Art Festival 2016 is something you do not have to miss. Well, listener, that's end of miscellany for today.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hey listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 95 to 5 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Ran. Name of Ran was taken from the initial of the personnel, namely Rai, Asta, and Nino. This group was established in 2006. Ran has been well known since their first album, entitled For Your Life. Listener, to initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen a song entitled Pandangan Pertama, or means The First Sight, sung by Ran. Enjoy the song.
Di dada.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled For Your Life, which was released in 2008. This song makes the name Run to be known in Indonesian music industry. After the first album, this group is more productive. Since they began their career, Run has released 4 albums. The 4th album was released in 2013 with the hit song entitled Dekat Di Hati. Listener, let's listen to the 2nd song entitled Dekat Di Hati. Check out the song.
Dering teleponku membuatku tersenyum di pagi hari. Kau bercerita semalam kita bertemu dalam mimpi. Entah mengapa aku merasakan hadirmu di sini. Tawa candamu menghibur saatku sendiri. Aku di sini dan kau di sana, hanya berjumpa via suara. Namun ku selalu menunggu saat kita akan berjumpa. Meski kau kini jauh di sana, kita memandang langit yang sama. Jauh di mata namun dekat di hati. Dering teleponku membuatku tersenyum di pagi hari. Tawa candamu menghibur saat sendiri. Oh, aku di sini dan kau di sana, hanya berjumpa via suara. Namun ku selalu menunggu saat kita akan berjumpa. Meski kau kini jauh di sana, kita memandang langit yang sama. Jauh di mata namun dekat di hati.
Listener, that was Dekat Di Hati, sung by Run. This song tells about long-distance relationship. Nino, one of Ran Persono, said that the song is not based on their experience. Although the song has a theme long-distance relationship, the song motivates all people who are far from their lovers. They must have mutual trust. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song from Ran entitled Nothing Lasts Forever and Begitu Saja. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Nothing like Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green. Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Baik ku sendiri, tak sanggup tutup menahan. but I'm sick of you now. I'm saying goodbye. You can't beat me, I'm a but I keep them high like, and you know that we bought it like a.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.